This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
Call or text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234. Just let us be nosy for a minute. Just a small question. What are you doing this weekend? Lisa's from Providence. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hello. I understand there is a girls' game night?
Yes. I've gathered the tribe because we all need just some downtime and just some girl time to unload our, you know, BS and stuff and have a little fun.
I love this idea. What's the favorite games you guys play?
Actually, there's a couple of new ones I saw on Amazon, and one's like this really weird version of Pictionary we're going to try, so I don't know.
All right, well, I want to hear all about it.
I love that you have a tribe that you can gather in times of need.
It is so important.
Oh my God, yes, we need each other. We're all in different stages of married, unmarried, kids, grandkids, all that sort of
life.
So yeah,
I'm sure they won't be talking about men at all. How many women will be there?
No.
When we're away from you, we don't care.
Exactly. Right now, there's 10 confirmed and maybe three more coming. Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
That's not a game night. That's you're like two people away from a party.
No, yeah. That's like high school parents are out of town, get a keg and sell cups for
$5.
That's
an expensive packy run for a game night.
I'm here for it.
Especially with, I have tons of extra bedrooms in the house. So, yeah, it's going to be like I don't want to say old, but an older lady slumber party.
There is nothing wrong with that, girl. You have a blast.
No, it's going to be fun.
Thanks.
All right, yeah. Call us on Monday and tell us who is the biggest clown.
Deborah get sloppy?
Yeah, who got out of control? Let's see. Sarah's from Foxborough. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. So Sarah's going to be down on the Cape like you, Kennedy.
What are you going to be doing?
Yeah. I'm heading to Oktoberfest in Chatham. They do a big Oktoberfest. It's adult-friendly and family-friendly in the sense they have a giant beer garden with beers on tap. They have food, music. They have, I guess, a yodeling contest, which I don't think I'll be doing. You could do that very well. They do, like, all different stuff. It's really a good time. And they do this big thing, Pumpkins in the Park, where all the merchants make different displays out of pumpkins. Like, they've done huge things like Wizard of Oz. They've done, mermaids. They do everything with pumpkins. It's really cool.
Awesome.
Chatham's a good spot too, just to go hang out and walk the show.
Wellfleet's having their oyster festival too this weekend.
Yeah,
and we were talking about it, but I'm like, no, we're not doing anything.
You don't want to drive.
I've only had one oyster in my life, and it was because Mr. X made me try it.
Oh,
he was like, "You got to try it." I said, "I don't want to."
Did you hate it?
He goes, "It tastes like the ocean."
The ocean.
And I was like, "That's not a selling point for me."
It is. Mm. Did you hate it?
Yeah. He was like, "I don't want to taste the beach."
Well, good. It's more for us. Well, have a great time down there.
Thank you.
I love that he made you do it.
All right.
He's persuasive, though.
He really is.
Holly's from Clinton, and she's doing some volunteer work this weekend. What are you doing, Holly?
I'm volunteering for the Special Olympics flag football teams.
Special Olympics weekend.
Yes. It is their playoffs this weekend, so we have four teams competing for the Central championship, and then they get to play in Gillette Stadium for the finals.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
Where are the games you're going to be volunteering with?
At Assumption College in Worcester.
Oh, okay.
Do the playoffs get intense?
All of the games have been very intense. It's awesome.
Well, we wish everyone the best.
Yes. Right. Yep. If anybody wants to come by and support them, it's 8 to noon on Sunday at Assumption College.
Let's go.
All right. Thanks, Holly. How about you, Producer Dan?
I don't have too much going on this weekend. It's a beautiful weekend. I got to figure out something to do. All but right. I do know on Saturday I'm going to be playing Music Bingo for the first time.
Oh, that's a lot of fun, actually. Yeah. I've done that before.
You're going to kill.
Yeah, it's a good
I can do is get the card, but...
Yeah. It is fun.
That'd be fun. I'm going to try not to get overly competitive because it's a charity thing.
Let me grab Kaylee then real quick. Kaylee has some arts and crafts in her weekend plans. Is that right?
Yes, I. My brother's being a vendor at a craft fair tomorrow at one of our local elementary schools. He's only 13, and he makes his own candles.
How does he make his own candles? Like on the stove in the kitchen?
Yeah, yep. Just with a pot, pan, wax, and he just makes all these candles, all different scents and colors. And
how does a 13-year-old get into candle making?
Honestly, he was bored one day and just kind of did his own research and just told my parents, like, listen, this is what I want to do. And they said, all right, let's do
And they
do
were
it.
Like, better than Minecraft.
Okay, well, does he have a Shopify account yet so I can buy something online? Please let us know.
I will. I'll let you guys know. I think he's in the process of making some sort of website.
Okay, so...
Okay, as soon as that happens, we need him on the Good Vibe Tribe. 100%.
This is crazy.
Yes,
yeah.
So what is your brother's name?
Mason.
Does he have a name for his candle company?
It's actually Mason's Crafts or Mason's Candles. Oh, one of those two. I have to look at the card.
Come on now. You're big sister. You got to be supporting the young entrepreneur.
Do me a favor. Once you get it all together, drop me an email and then we can find a date to get you guys on here for the Good Vibe Tribe, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where is the arts festival happening this weekend in case people want to come by?
So it is at the Pawtucket Memorial Elementary School in Lowell. And it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Can we discuss how she paused so that we could say it?
We appreciate that.
That's fantastic.
And that's on Saturday or Sunday?
It's tomorrow.
Tell Mason we said hello, too. And nice work. We want to see him on Shark Tank selling his company for $1 billion.
I bet your kitchen always smells amazing with him. Mixing flavors like a mad scientist.
It smells great. He's got all the winter flavors right now, the fall flavors. He's got it all organized.
That is so good. All right. Have a great weekend, Kaylee.
You too. Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.